Hey, hey. We know there's a lot of coronavirus and COVID-19 news on the mind this week. With that in mind, we've got some podcast recommendations to take your thoughts off of this global pandemic. This week's theme is brain food, and to the best of my knowledge, none of the episodes even mention coronavirus. But stick around to the end of this episode, and we'll give you some podcast recommendations that will keep you informed on COVID-19. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of March 16 through 20, 2020. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. On this show, I'll share our 5 podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes. This week, we've thrown in some new segments, so stick around. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is brain food. The curator is Arielle Vetro. Here's why Arielle chose this theme. She says,
"Hi there, my name's Arielle, and the theme I chose for this week's newsletter is brain food. I chose this theme because usually when I eat, I just sort of inhale the food without thinking, or chewing for that matter. So this newsletter felt like the perfect opportunity to kickstart my brain and to get me to put a little bit more thought into what I'm eating, where it came from, and maybe the story behind it too. Hope you enjoy."
Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Arielle. Monday's episode comes from Radio Cherry Bomb and is called Climate Change, Food, and You. It's 46 minutes long. In this episode, is your favorite food headed for extinction? Climate change is causing farmers around the world to rethink what they grow and how they grow it, which is going to impact what you eat in the very near future. This climate change food connection is the subject of Amanda Little's important new book, The Fate of Food: What We'll Eat in a Bigger, Hotter, Smarter World. Tuesday's episode comes from The Food Program and is called Pints of Progress: The Brewers Changing Attitudes to Learning Disabilities. It's 28 minutes long. In this episode, brewer and broadcaster Jago Wise visits breweries where a progressive approach to employing people with learning disabilities is pouring away preconceptions. Helping tell the story is Michaela Overton, a brewer at Ignition in Sydenham, South London, a brewery founded to create meaningful work for people with learning disabilities, which has gone from glorified homebrew to running 2 tap rooms selling their beers. In this program, we follow their collaboration with London brewer Gypsy Hill to make a beer as part of the Social Brew Collective. Wednesday's episode comes from Copper and Heat and is called Food Delivery Apps with Homeroom. It's 35 minutes long. In this episode, what happens when tech startups backed by venture capital create food delivery apps and a whole new system that is relied on by restaurant folks across the U.S.? We chat with the folks at Homeroom To Go, the takeout-only location of the popular Oakland, California mac and cheese restaurant, about how these apps have affected their business. David Yaffe Bellany, business reporter from the New York Times, joins us to talk about some of the larger national trends. Thursday's episode comes from Point of Origin and is called A Tale of Two Yogurts. It's 58 minutes long. In this episode, The Tale of Two Yogurts and the fight to protect Goa's fishing villages and waters is all about preservation. It keeps us alive and teaches us how to live. This episode features guests Amrita Gupta of the Food Radio Project, Sana Javeri Kadri of Diaspora Co., and food writer and cookbook author Priya Krishna. Friday's episode comes from Gastropod and is called The United States of McDonald's. It's 48 minutes long. In this episode, McDonald's is mind-boggling. According to Adam Chandler, author of the recent book Drive-Thru Dreams, it sells roughly 75 burgers every second and serves 68 million people every day, equivalent to 1% of the entire world's population. The golden arches are thought to be, according to an independent survey, more recognizable as a symbol than the Christian crosses around the world, Chandler told us. In this episode, we tell the story of McDonald's, but more importantly, we explore what it has to say about who we are. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Arielle for this week's theme, Brain Food. Listen in and let us know what you think. You can find these episodes and listen to them as a playlist on Podchaser. Just head to podchaser.com and type in Brain Food into the search bar, and the playlist will be right there for your enjoyment. Join the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag BrainFood. This is usually the section of the show where we talk about podcast news brought to us by the Inside Podcasting newsletter. Sky Pillsbury, the writer of Inside Podcasting, actually managed to put out an episode of the newsletter this week that didn't even mention coronavirus, which is super impressive. This week, instead of stories from Inside Podcasting, we're going to direct you to sign up for the newsletter at inside.com/podcasting. And in lieu of podcast news, I'm going to shout out a few podcast creators and podcast industry folks who have been tweeting about podcast news as it relates to the coronavirus. First, make sure to check out James Cridland. His Twitter handle is @JamesCridland. That's C-R-I-D-L-A-N-D. He's the founder and editor of podnews.net, which is an awesome podcast newsletter. It goes out every single day. He's got a lot of statistics you might find interesting. Plus, he's keeping up with all the podcasts that are being launched to cover the pandemic. Next, check out Allie Ward, the host of the podcast Ologies. In each episode of Ologies, Allie interviews a different ologist about their profession. Her most recent episode is with not one, but four ologists, each covering a different aspect of the coronavirus situation. This episode is entertaining, but it also gives some practical advice for how to stay safe. Plus, she's keeping up with the news on Twitter. Find her at Allie Ward. That's A-L-I-E Ward. Last Twitter highlight goes to Misha Youssef at Twitter handle MYusef. That's the letter M-E-U-C-E-P-H. Misha is a podcast producer, and she put out a tweet that perfectly shows the connection between coronavirus, podcasts, and podcast advertising. I'll let you see that tweet for yourself when you follow her. That's all for our Twitter recommendations. We'll be back next week with podcast news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter. Do you want to advertise with us? We've got a few slots open for the next few weeks, and we want to help you grow your podcast or your podcast-related project, and we'll work with your budget. Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. That's all for today. Head to our social media to find links of the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Our theme music is by Matthew Sweeto. Check out MatthewSweetoMusic.com for your own music solutions, or reach out on Instagram at Matthew Sweeto. That's S-W-E-D-O. Now, it's time to thank our Patreon supporters. Thank you to Alyssa, Cole, Corey, Dan, Jared, Lee, Michael, The Retro Network, and Maja. If you want to become a patron, you absolutely can. Head to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. That's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. You can contribute at whatever dollar amount per month makes sense for you, even as low as $2. Anything helps. Plus, you get this shout out at the end of every Earbuds episode. What do we do with your contributions? Good question. We use it to pay our editors, Daniel and Abby. So thank you. Now, as promised at the top of the show, some coronavirus podcast recommendations. It's important to stay aware and ahead of the curve during this scary time. There are a bunch of podcasts who have put out coronavirus-specific episodes. Many of them offer practical tips on how to stay healthy. For a podcast playlist featuring coronavirus episodes and podcasts, go to the CastBox app. There's a section on the homepage called COVID-19 Updates. Here are some of the podcasts that are listed under COVID-19 Updates. Ologies, like I mentioned, has an episode called Virology, COVID-19 with Dr. Shannon Bennett. This Podcast Will Kill You has an episode called Episode 43, My Coronavirus, like My Sharona. Start Here with ABC News has been covering the coronavirus, and they've been covering it for the past few days, so make sure to check in with a few of their most recent episodes. There is a podcast called Coronavirus, What's Really Going On? And that comes to us from China Plus, so make sure to check that out. It talks about the U.S. travel ban, what the pandemic means to the world, what can China share on the treatment of COVID-19 from what they did a few weeks ago. There is a podcast called Epidemic with Dr. Celine Gounder and Ronald Klain. And that podcast is completely dedicated to the coronavirus. So make sure you check that out. Plus, Celine Gounder was a curator for Earbuds once upon a time. So shout out to Celine. I want to shout out my friend Katie Kremitzos, who has a podcast called Women's Meditation Network. About a week ago, she put out an episode called A Meditation for the Coronavirus. So if you're anxious and you feel like you want to listen to somebody give you a guided meditation on all the things that are going on, that is a good thing to check out. There's also another podcast called The Coronavirus Daily Briefing, and that comes from Ride Home Media. So that is something also to check out. Daily flash briefings of what's going on, just a few minutes long. There's also a podcast called Just Na Science. So it's Just Na Science. And that comes from Nick Volpe and Lauren. They're a couple. And they put out a podcast episode called COVID-19 Spreads to the U.S. It's a quick 22-minute episode, and it's super informative. So those are a bunch of options to check out to stay informed on the coronavirus and the spread of COVID-19 in the U.S. So make sure to check those out and let us know what you think. If you found something that we did not know about, please let us know. You can tweet at us at earbudspodcall, and we will share it and we'll let you know who sent it to us. We'll give you credit. And while it seems like everything is being canceled these days, it is pretty fun news to know that podcasts can't really be canceled, for now at least. People are still creating. So if you're a creator, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. And if you're a listener, keep on listening, keep on thanking your creators, and tweet at people, tag people in Facebook posts, let them know that you're listening, let them know that what they're doing is important to you and helpful for you. Thank you for tuning into the show. If you like what we do, let us know by leaving a review on Apple or a comment on CastBox. There's a new tool that makes rating and reviewing super easy. Just go to ratethispodcast.com/feedback. It lets you choose how you want to review this podcast without having to open the Apple app. Catch you next time. Wash your hands, stay away from large groups as much as possible, and listen to podcasts. Happy listening!